Video: Fire destroys majority of North Carolina QVC distribution center. By Amy Furr on December 18, 2021. A massive fire in the QVC distribution center in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, drew a major emergency response early Saturday. The center is on QVC Boulevard near Highway 64, and the blaze caused multiple alarms when it began shortly after 2 a.m., WREL reported. Traffic was blocked off around the building while fire engines and tanker trucks arrived. Multiple agencies went to the scene, and officials were still working to gather information on what caused the blaze. Authorities told reporters all the employees were evacuated to safety. "As far as we know right now, there was no one was hurt. And no one lost their life here," Edgecombe County Manager Eric Evans noted. He also confirmed the main portion of the building had been destroyed in the fire. Video footage showed smoke filling the sky over the distribution center. Near sunrise, the damage was more clearly seen, and in addition to the smoke, a large portion of the building was caved in, the WREL article read. A worker told the outlet they heard the alarm sound and went outside to find flames coming out of the building. A photo appeared to show the severely damaged facility. The Princeville Volunteer Fire Department also shared photos of the scene. "Please pray for all the first responders who are passionately running towards the danger to strategically attack the blaze to get it under control," the post read. "And equally important, pray for the employees of QVC and their families who sick, livelihood will be directly affected/impacted by this fire," it added. Meanwhile, the Rocky Mount Area Chamber of Commerce addressed the situation in a social media post early Saturday, writing that it was saddened to learn of the fire at the QVC distribution center. "We don't know all the details, but do know that up to 2,500 families will be affected by this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with the employees of QVC and our brave first responders," the group said. In an update Saturday, WREL's Adam Owen said first responders were still working to put out the fire. "At the moment, we do not have word of any injuries," he reported.